Blog Talk Radio.
All of my
to that on today, that God is the source of all of our help. Well, God bless you, and good afternoon to all of our listeners. You have just tuned in to Global Gospel. I'm your host, Reverend Lamar Townsend, and we are here every Saturday from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We want you to know that we don't own the rights to any of the music that you hear today, but we pray that it was a blessing to you and that it is a blessing to you. And certainly today we starting off the top of the hour with All of My Help. That's Harvey Watkins. And so we thank God for that song reminding us who is the source of our help and our strength and our supply. Well, I want you to tell your family, your friends, your neighbors, even tell your enemies to log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/global-gospel. And certainly there they can find us for the next hour. And certainly if you desire to call in, our number in studio, 619-924-0800. 619-924-0800. Certainly we look forward to hearing from you on this Saturday afternoon after the day that the calendar says Thanksgiving. And so we're grateful to God. We want you to know that we're on Facebook, we're on Instagram, we're on Twitter, we're on Tumblr. And certainly you can reach out to us on those social media platforms. All you have to do is look for Global Gospel. And certainly we'll be excited and delighted to accept your friend request. Also, be reminded that we are syndicated, not just here on Blog Talk Radio, but we're on Spotify, Apple iTunes, and Google Play. We thank God this Saturday afternoon for our sponsors, MPT Enterprise, Abyssinia, Melanated Beards, the Nationwide Black Family Mediation Services, our Third Lounge, Nevaeh's Cake Creations, Honor Thy Sweets. We thank God for you, for sharing with us today. We shout out all our listeners today, those from near and those from far. And certainly we are praising God for this opportunity to share with you. And again, we want you to know, those of you that desire to reach out to us, you can contact us as well at P.O. Box 5331. That is in Hempstead, New York, where the zip code is 11550. So you can reach out to Global Gospel there as well. And if you'd like to email us, you can email globalgospel17@gmail.com. All righty. So perhaps there's someone today that has tuned in for the first time. If you tuned in for the first time, our theme scripture here at Global Gospel, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. And today, we present to you the gospel of Jesus Christ, glad tidings for the rich, the poor, the black, the white, the down and out, the depressed, the oppressed, the suicidal. The gospel is here to heal you, to deliver you, to save you, and set you free. And certainly we do have a special guest that is going to be elaborating more on today of how you can make it through the next minute, the next second, the next hour, the next day, and the next year. So after this next selection, you will be hearing from our special guest. This selection, Vanessa Bell Armstrong, Faith That Conquers Anything. Stay tuned and be blessed.
That sees the invisible, expects the incredible, receives the impossible, faith that can conquer anything. Faith that uproots my problem, faith to know God can solve them, faith to vision my freedom. I have faith about, hey.
Guest is here live with us in studio. God bless you, special guest. How are you?
God bless you. I'm fine. How are you?
Can't complain. God is good.
I thank God to be on your show today.
Yes, sir. We thank God that you're able to share with us and take time out of your busy schedule. And some of our listeners may have not caught your voice. Tell our listeners who you are on today.
My name is Bishop Dr. G. Hazel Williams, and I pastor the Defender Life Worship Center here in Aiken, South Carolina. We're located on the Charleston Road there here at Aiken, Charleston Highway.
Awesome. Well, we thank you for sharing with us all the way from Aiken, South Carolina. And certainly we are truly blessed and honored that you are here with Global Gospel on today. And those of you that have read the headline, you know where we're going on today. But Bishop, what would you like to share with God's people on today about yourself or the ministry?
Well, we've been in ministry for 50 years. I've been married 55 years to my lovely wife, Paula Williams. We've been married for 55 years, and we have four children. And we pastored two churches in the whole 50 years. We pastored one for 31 years, and we did the rest of the time at the Family Life Worship Center, which we are the founders of.
Awesome. That is awesome. 50 years in ministry, that is a blessing, and certainly that is an encouragement for the body of Christ and to those that are just starting out to keep up the work and keep fighting the good fight of faith. And we thank God for Bishop G. Hazel Williams and Dr. Viola Williams, and certainly they are very hospitable. If you're in Aiken, South Carolina, please stop by Family Life Worship Center. They are extremely hospitable, and certainly they will be glad to have you fellowship with them. And certainly every time I go to Aiken, it is a blessing to my life. And certainly we thank you again for sharing with us on today. Well, Bishop, 50 years in ministry, I'm sure that there is a lot that you can tell us. There's a lot to be learned. There's a lot that you have experienced. And so what I'm going to do, as since you are the senior bishop and minister here, I'm going to let you go in the direction you would like to go, and I'll follow.
Okay, I would like to talk about faith, and we know that. My definition of faith is believing God because he said it. Believing God because he said it. Now, if we're going to be successful in anything for God, we got to start off with believing God. If he said it, if you believe it, it will come to pass. Faith is the vehicle to bring what God said to pass. So we have to have it. Now, we have to understand that faith is not a feeling. You have to believe it. You have to believe with all your heart, all your mind, and it'll come to pass. It will come to pass because God said it. We have to rest on God's word. Faith is the same, hopeful, the evidence of things not seen. So Paul said, and he said that to us in Hebrews 11:1. We have to believe what God, and the substance is the word of God. We have been in the ministry for 50 years, but how we made it thus far is trusting God. Now, every day we're not Sunday. He didn't promise that. He did not promise us that we wouldn't go through things, but he also promised that he would bring us through. And if you got faith in God, we will understand that we will go through things, but we go through things so God can bring us out of things. So we have to understand that. And having faith in God is a way of life. You cannot fake it. A lot of people try to fake it, but you can't fake faith. Mm-hmm. Faith show up. Faith show up. If you believe God, it will show up in your life living. It will show up in your peace with God. Your peace with God. If you got peace with God, the faith in God will show up. There's no peace without faith now. There's faith in God will produce the peace of God, because I understand what I'm going through, God going to bring me through. So all I have to do is just believe God and stay focused. Now, let me say this. But most people don't stay focused on what God said. And the reason they don't do that, is because of the aspect that the only thing that I can see as against faith is time. That's the greatest thing against faith is time. God have a time that he would do time and do season. And if we believe God, we will trust God, even though we may not be where we need to be at right then. We understand that in the faith of God, and walking by the faith of God, walking by the will of God, and the spirit of God, I will arrive where God say I will, and nobody can stop us. Nobody can stop a person without faith. If you got faith in God, we the only one can stop ourselves, because God honor faith. I thought about the woman that had issue of blood. There was a multitude around Jesus, and they was touching him, but the woman had the issue of blood. He recognized the touch from her. Is because he had a touch of faith. The rest of them had just a touch of opportunity. Just the one to touch Jesus because he was famous. But she had the touch of faith, and Jesus recognized that. Now, we have to understand that he didn't recognize nobody else in that crowd, but the touch from the woman had this issue of blood, because he said, somebody touch me.
Mm-hmm.
And the touch of faith moved God. Now, not another touch or not. Not the other touches that, he was there. In other words, he had a multitude around him because he was at the peak of his ministry. But this woman, she touched with the touch of faith. And that's how we touch God. Word no move God. Crying no move God. And being worried, frustrated, and aggravated don't move God. Because you don't have it. Because that need don't move God. But the faith in God will move God. The faith in God. Will move God. All through the Bible, we'll see that faith moved God. Faith moved God. He said, Jesus said in Mark, have faith, Mark 11 chapter and 23, have faith in God. Now, having faith in God, he didn't say try to have it or hope to have it, but have is what you got right now. And a lot of Christians try to go through life without having the rooted down faith in God. And you have to have that by trusting God, walking with God, and doing things you never done before. See, there is no growth. There's no growth in God except you do things you never did before. You have to grow in faith, and you grow in faith, what will happen? There's never been a time in our lives, and I can testify to the glory of God, there's never been a time in our life in the whole 50 years that God left me when he promised me. There's never been a time in the whole 50 years when God promised me and he left me. Every time that he promised me, he come to pass. So we have to understand he's a faithful God, but only faithful by faith. Only you don't get it because you need it. You get it because you believe it. Yes. So we have to understand that and realize that. And your listeners, God got everything we need. God got everything we need, but it come because you believe it. All through the Bible, Abraham was a father of faith because he believed God. God told him, now get on up and go. You don't leave your family. And the reason I had to leave the family, because They were tired of an adultery. He could not deal with them. He could not adultery. He could not deal with them where you were. And so God commanded him, leave. So, and he didn't know where he was going. But he knew that if you trust God and you move by the will of God and the Spirit of God and move because God ordained you and called you and anointed you to do this, what would happen? He knew that. He knew that God had a special place for him. So I said to your listener, we got a great opportunity now. Are we going through this pandemic? Are things that seem like the world is seem like on a roller coaster? Seem like things are going wild and going wacky. This is our ideal time to show the world that we got a stable God, mm-hmm. a God that loves us, a God that won't leave us, a God that protect us, a God that will guide us, a God that will keep his loving arms around us. We can. It's an ideal time. It's an ideal time, real for us to show the world. Yes, we got a God that care about us. Yes, we got a God of power. Yes, we got a God that will never leave us. And we can show the world that by faith in him. We can do that. Yeah, so that's what I want our listeners to understand, that we're going to have to exhibit faith more now than ever before. Excuse me. We're going to have to exhibit faith now more than ever before. And so what we have to do, we have to realize this and understand this. If we don't want to happen, we will miss what God got for us. Now we have to understand due time and due season. Paul talked about that when he said, in due time and due season, Christ will boom. He came to the world, due time and due season. And most people don't understand the season of God. They don't understand the season of God. They don't understand the season of God. If you understand the season of God, you won't understand the move of God. See, the season of God, and like I can testify about that, we will anticipate doing some things at the church deal. But what happened was not the season of God. So every time I would even try to put it in motion, God would back me up, so now it's not time. But in due time and due season, when that season came, when that season showed up and I put it in motion, everything fell in line. See, God got it planned. God got our life planned. God got our life planned. But we're going to have to know what God said. See the main thing. Main thing about it, we got to know what God said. You can't believe something you don't know. And that's why we got to study. Faith come out of hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We have to know more than a shot in a jail. You have to be stable in what God said. Now, you have to understand, because we got faith, I'm not going to say not every day going to be Sunday. I'm not going to say that. Because some of you teach that, well, when you get saved, everything will be all right. No. Everything may not run smoother, but you're going to come out better than you did when. Everything you go in, the Bible says, all things work for the good of them that love God. All things work for the good of them that love God. All things. So we have to understand, when we, like my wife got sick, she got sick. The doctor came to me, and he was talking to me, and she said, okay, we done all we can do. And he was telling me as it was the end. As okay, well, we done all we can do. And he was talking as it was as the end. Okay, we done all we can do. He was talking about, and that was really touching. Because when you love somebody, when you come to somebody saying something like that to you, it touches you. In other words, all kind of things run through your mind. And so what happened was that, and he told me, so what you want? I told him to keep on working. I told him keep on working. And what happened in that situation, we have to understand, in that situation, my faith flipped for just a moment. And God, and I reached back and got God. Okay, God, you're going to have to work this out. You're going to have to work it out. You're going to have to work it out. And that was that's the greatest miracle that ever happened as far as healing in my whole entire ministry. When I walked in that room and my Dr. William, my wife, who had tubes, a way they could put tubes, and that she was on a life support system, and she was tied up to a blood machine, cleansing the blood. And I walked in there, and tears came to my eyes. And my life flicked for a moment. And we if don't watch ourselves, and I can testify this, we don't watch ourselves, what will happen when something happened to our loved ones, we forget about what God said. We'll go into a panic. We'll go into a losing of hope. But after I got myself together, I knew what God, I just knew in my heart that God was going to bring her. I just knew that. I knew God was going to bring out. But those situations like that, if we don't watch ourselves, we will lead people there and follow direction that coming from the opposite. I ain't talking about the Word of God. Opposite than the Word of God. Opposite than what God said. Opposite than the faith of God. If we don't watch ourselves, now we give up stuff. And God, and it's not time to give up. See, we have to understand, if you throw your hands up, if you throw your, see, we get, God don't take our will from us. Whatever person will, God don't take it away from. God will never take our will away from us. You got a will to serve, you got the will to have faith, got the will to go far. But if you lose it, you lose the will, then what happens? You will not have the will to go forward. You got to have the will of God, the will of faith to go forward. So that tested my faith. My faith has never been as tested as it was then. My faith has never been as tested as it was then. It was tested. I come home and I go back. I come. And she stayed in the house. And that one day, I think 19 days, she was in that room 24 hours. They had one nurse, 12 hours a day, monitoring her. 12 hours a day with monitoring her. And she stayed there, and she stayed there so long. One side she had sores, but when God brought out the hospital, I look at where she had them sores that night. It looked like she never had them. So when it looked hopeless, the time God stepped in, you were just right for a miracle. When your back is against the wall, God will be the wall. When you look like you cannot make it, look at everything around you falling apart, you reach up and grab faith. And God will bring you out. Reach up and grab faith, and God will bring you out. And God brought out better than she was when she went in. She got more energy. She got great goodness. Like she cooked so much food. Very goodness. She got so much energy. And I said, look here, that's what God do. God take her through to bring out better than what they were when went in. Well, how can we grumble about God when He gonna bring? If He go through something, He gonna bring out better than He did when He went in. But you got to keep your composure. You got to keep your faith. I tell them people about the Hebrew boys. And they say, well, somebody want to know why did God allow that? Well, God allows stuff so He brings out. See, God get a glory out of miracles in our life. God get and we have a testimony. I couldn't have that testimony I got now, Reverend Towns, without going through that. You have to go through things. It's not comfortable. We don't like it.
Right.
But that's growth. And I thank God. I just thank God for faith. It's the vehicle to bring whatever God said. It'll work. I don't care. It'll work. I don't try. It'll work every time. But you got to hold to it. You can't get nervous and jittery because that's not faith. See, faith and fear, they don't work together. They will never meet. They will never meet. So we just thank God for the faith in God and the power in the Word of God because that's what activates the Word of God. Reverend Towns, a lot of people don't understand that. You can read the Word of God, but if you don't believe the Word of God, it's just read it. It's good to read it. But
that's true.
All through the Bible, it talks about the aspect of believing the Word of God, trusting the Word of God, believing it. When you read it, believe it, walk in it, live it. See, a lot of people, they don't want to live it. They want to do what they want to do, but they want to use God when they get in the tough. See, God commanded us to give Him our whole body, our whole mind, everything within us. God wanted it so he can use it, so He can guide it, so He can direct it, so we can have the growth of God in it. And I'll tell you one thing, it'll change the whole entire life. It'll change the whole entire life. It will. Yes, it'll change it, yeah.
Awesome. That is certainly a powerful testimony, not only, you know, just as you said, not only reading the word, but when the word has to come alive to us, because, you know, we talk about faith and we read about it and we sing about it. But until we actually have a personal experience or encounter where we have nothing but faith, then it's a different story. And, you know, sometimes, you know, you talk to people at work or you encounter people and they say, well, if there is a God, why is He allowing all this to happen? And one person even told me one day at work, he said, well, I'm pretty much, because they have been going through so much, they said, well, I'm pretty much convinced now that there is no God. And I said to the person, I said, you know, I really wouldn't want to put myself in a situation to tempt God because, you know, as bad as you think it is, it could always be worse. And so how do we navigate through those situations when we're dealing with people that, you know, pretty much they've hardened their hearts? How do we help them increase their faith?
You have to pray for them, and then you show faith. The individual show faith. Now, see, a lot of times people have lost their faith in God, and a lot of times it's not only by what they went through or what they're going through, it's because the people around them testifying one thing but doing another thing. So that throw them off a lot of time, because see, we have to be. That's why Christ commanded us at the body of Christ to be the light of the world, the salt, the light of the world, to guide people. And salt make people hungry for the word of God and for Christ. So we have to understand, a lot of people lose faith in the word of God and even in Christ because they've been hurt by people that testified. So we have to just pray for them, because only God can reveal that to them. Only God can unfold that to them. Only God can work from the inside out. So we have to pray for them and make sure we exhibit faith around them. Make sure if anything going on is not right, you don't exhibit that to them. All you exhibit to them is the faith of God. And I know God going to work. I know he's going to work. Then you tell them what you said. You can tell them what you said. I know God. I know God. I don't care what you said. You got to write your own belief. But I don't try that for myself. I know what God will do. He's a real God. And we do that. What will happen? A lot of times we will bring them back and say, well, I made a mistake, because we have to understand there's nobody in planet Earth, ever been in planet Earth, ever come to planet Earth, can make it without God. You can't make it without God. Because the devil, everybody in planet Earth, if the devil had to wave it up, there wouldn't be nobody on planet Earth. He don't like us. He don't like us. He don't like because God created us. He don't like that. He against God. So what we have to do is show faith in God by the word of God and by the way we live. See, now we have to understand that most people now, they testify to being a Christian. A Christian have a lifestyle. Christianity have a lifestyle. And Christianity came from because people had a lifestyle. That's where they Christian. That means Christ-like. And so that's where that came. So we have to understand, you just can't be a Christian and remain the same. You just can't do it. You can join a church and remain the same, and you can be baptized and remain the same, but you can't meet Jesus and remain the same. So we have to do that. Have to make sure we present faith and talk positive. See, a lot of people, Reverend Towns, that speech ruined them. Their speech, they talk negative. Rather than talking what we have to speak what God said, not where we are in life, because all that's going to prevail in life. But we can't speak that. A lot of people camp out there. They're supposed to go through that, and they camp out there because of their mouth. I'm poor, and I'm this, and I'm that. And every negative thing you say is a seed. Every positive thing you say is a seed. So our words become seeds. So you become a product of what you say and what you believe.
Yeah. All right. I wholeheartedly agree with you. I think we're going to take go to a brief break as we continue our faith talk, and then when we come back, you can tell our listeners a little bit about what's going on at Family Life Worship Center and how they can be involved in the activities. Stay tuned. Our special guest today, Bishop G. Hazel Williams from the Family Life Worship Center, Aiken, South Carolina. Faithful is our God. Stay tuned.
Faithful is our God. Faithful is our God. I'm reaping the harvest God promised me. Take back what the devil stole from me. And I rejoice. Yes, I rejoice today.
our God. Our number in studio, 619-924-0800. If you'd like to give a shout-out to the bishop, or if you have a question, a concern about faith, you can call us. Our lines are open, 619-924-0800. And we're talking faith today, but not only talking faith, but walking faith and living faith. And so, Bishop, the benefits of living a faithful life, the benefits of being in ministry 50 years, the benefits of, and you are a builder as well, stepping out on faith to build, and I'm sure that is a whole different story for a different day. But those that are in the midst of building, what would you say to them specifically about faith?
I would tell them that God give you a vision, he will provide a vision for it. If he give you a vision, he will supply vision for it. In other words, he will supply what you need for it. But try to hold on. It may not drop right away. Like as we went without being where we were, it took us 2 years to do it. But the Lord bless us in it because we're faithful doing it. So we have to understand, you got to be faithful. If God call you to do it, make sure God call you. Don't get caught up now in the aspect of trying to outdo somebody else or trying to do what somebody else do, because every one of our listeners, they are called of God, and they're called in different places. So we have to understand where you are, what God called you to do there, not your neighbor, not the man down the street, what God called you for your ministry. Because, see, we have to understand, we've got to work on our ministry. We can't work on somebody else's ministry because that ministry called to the individual. So we have to understand, tell you to build something. If God tell you to move, or God tell you to do something, make sure God said it. Make sure God said it. Now, don't move off your emotions. Don't move off being angry. Don't move off being disappointed where you are, but make sure God said it. If you make sure God said it, and you make sure in your heart God said it, and you move by the instruction of God every step of the way, God instructed us what to do. Sometimes went fast and sometimes went slow, but we went at the pace that God commanded us to do, and we was able to go the way God told us to go at, and was able to do it. So if you're in a ministry, you want to be blessed of God, follow the leading of God, and you won't go wrong. Follow the leading of God, do it now. Don't do it like you want to do it. Do it like God want to do it, and I guarantee you, you won't fail, because God won't let you fail. When you put God first, you can't fail, because see, you have to understand, God can't fail. So we can fail, but God can't fail. So when we put God ahead of you, can't fail. Make sure it's God now. Make sure that you're caught up in God, not on emotion, not in trying to get somebody else, not trying to follow somebody else's ministry. Now, a lot of people now trying to take pattern out to other people in the ministry. But God have called each and every one of us in ministry because we got a talent that God can use. Yeah. And our talent is different than anybody. Your talent is different than my talent. Your talent, because what you're doing here now, that's a good thing. You're doing a good thing here. It's bringing people the Christ, bringing the word of God to people that need it. And all of us need the word of God. And I appreciate that. I thank God for taking time out, because people have to understand, ministry, you have to take time out to do it. Ministry, you have to be dedicated to it, because you don't feel like doing it all the time, but because you're dedicated to it, you do it because God commanded you to do it, because you're favored to God. Yes.
Amen. So true. Yeah. I know you all have an awesome outreach ministry at Family Life Worship Center. I know we were just in one holiday, and I know you all had a great food giveaway. Do you have any upcoming events that you would like to?
Yeah, we're going to have another giveaway. I don't think we just decided. We just left Rich Spring, South Carolina. We went out and took a track of trailer food down there. And we just left our turkey drive. Everybody came to church last Sunday. They got a turkey and got food, got chicken. Everybody came. They got food and stuff, because that's our mission. Our mission is to do, to feed people and to give out. Now, we don't give a hand out. We give a hand up. We don't give a hand out. We give a Yeah, so that's our motto. That's our motto in our church. We don't give a hand out. Because you give a hand out, you're looking down on people. We give a hand up. So we're pulling people up. So that's what we do. And we thank God for the ministry we've been doing this for. Oh, goodness. It's been in the ministry we've been doing. We've been doing this a long time. And everywhere we go, it's seeing that God has a way of supplying what we need. And we thank God for that. Now, we're in the process now of completing our gym. We're doing it as we go. So out there where we are, they don't have no recreation for young people. So God laid on our heart that put a gym out there because we're out there in the country. And there's no recreation out there for children. There's no training for children. There's no place that people can go and get a wholesome teaching. So we got our gym up. We haven't got it complete yet. So we're working on that. So but the Lord bless us. Whatever we got dead out there now is all everything dead free. So that's a blessing. That's a blessing from God. And I thank God for that. And so so we that's ministry. Now let me say this. Ministry. When you talk about ministry, serving others. You see, Jesus Christ, He that is greatest among you, let Him be a servant. So ministry means serving others. Now, church means going worshiping and praising and magnifying God and learning the Word of God and having unity together. That's what we come together to do, to get ourselves together, go do ministry. You cannot have a vibrant church without ministry. You got to have it. You got to have some kind of outreach because you can't please God without outreach. You just can't please Him. You can shout all, but you can't please without outreach because that's what He did. He fed the 5,000. And when they were sick, He went to their house. He done ministry because that's what He did. That's what He came to do, was to do ministry. Yes.
Well, I think that's something major that you must do, outreach, and that, and a lot of people have left that aspect out of their life to give to the poor and those that are needy, to visit the sick and those that are in the hospital, nursing home, you know. Well, times are a little different right now, but that aspect has been left out of ministry, and we see a lot of ministries that are falling apart because of there's nothing there to help the people. And certainly I think that's an important aspect. I think I have a caller. 619-924-0800. We want you to stay tuned because the bishop is going to give us his address again and service time. Caller, are you there? Caller, God bless you, caller. Okay.
Hello.
Maybe not. Yes. Did you want to say something? Or?
Hello?
Yes.
Yes. All right, greetings. Hello, this is Margie. I just wanted to give a shout-out to our bishop, D. Hazel Williams, and to say to my cousin Viola, Dr. Viola Williams, greetings to you all. God bless you. Happy after Thanksgiving and before Thanksgiving, and keep on keeping on.
Thank you. Thank you for the encouragement. We appreciate that. You're so nice. Right. We appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, caller. 619-924-0800. As we are coming to the close of the hour, once again, we thank God for Bishop. Before we run out of time, I do want you, I'm sure there's some people that you would like to shout out, maybe some people in the ministry, some families, some friends, some neighbors.
Well, we thank God. We got some Bishop friends. We got Bishop Robertson. We got Bishop Willie Gasquay. We thank God for them. And all the other pastors, and we give a shout out to you. And I'd like to give our church, Family Life Worship Center, is 3860 Charleston Highway, Aiken, South Carolina, zip code 29801. And our time of service is there. We have it at 10 o'clock and 11:30 Sunday morning. And then on Wednesday night, we have a 7 o'clock Bible study. So if you're in the neighborhood around it, they will have an awesome Bible study. And we believe in, we spend a whole lot in it. We have prayer, and then we go into the Word of God. So, because I think that's the thing in any church is a wholesome Bible study, and the rightly dividing of God's Word will bring about the growth of God, and will bring about the faith in God, and will bring about the obedience to God, because you know the Word of God. So I thank God for you having me on here. Thank you. Keep up the good work. I appreciate you, and I thank you for what you're doing, and keep doing that. Such a nice young man. Keep doing what you're doing, because God's going to bless you. Let me prophesy all you. You haven't seen nothing yet. God's going to bless you for what you do, because you could sit around and look and complain, but you decide, well, I'm going to do something for God, and you're doing a great job. Keep the good work up here.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And before you go, I just want you to offer a word of prayer to our listeners as we come to the conclusion of this particular segment for the day.
Okay. Eternal God, I certainly thank you because you're the God that we hear prayer. You're the God of miracles. You're the God that will make a way because you're all the way. Lord, I decree and declare every listener that listening at this program right now, we decree and declare the blessing of God over your life. We declare the healing of God. We declare in the name of Jesus that you bring families back together, that you make ways. And, oh, God, open doors for every family in the name of Jesus. Lord, bless them for listening at this program in the name of Jesus. Now, eternal God, we just believe you because you said it. You said we can believe, we can receive it. So we believe that. So we speak over their lives now. In the name of Jesus, those that are going through the valley of life right now, Lord, turn things around. Put things in place in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we believe it. So we say it in Jesus' name. Now, Lord, now bless this program. Bless it, Lord. I want you, Lord, to anoint it as never before. Bless it, Lord. And, oh, God, bless the host, Lord. Open doors for it. Make ways for it in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for his heart. I thank you, Lord, for his mind. Lord, I thank you for him, and I bless you for him. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. God bless you, Bishop G. Hazel Williams, Lady Dr. Viola Williams. We love you. We love Family Life Worship Center. Thank you for sharing with us on today and being a blessing to me and to the body of Christ, and always your hospitality in word and in food, as spiritual food and natural food as well.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank
God
for
bless
having
you.
I appreciate you having me. Thank you. Now, you have a blessed day. And thank God for you. May the blessing of God overshadow your life. In Jesus' name.
Amen. I received that. Thank you.
Now. Okay.
Thank you. God bless you. All right. To our listeners, we thank you for sharing with us today. We thank God for all of you, our listeners, that have shared with us on this Saturday afternoon. Again, thank God for Bishop Dr. G. Hazel Williams and Lady Dr. Viola Williams. We thank them for sharing with us Family Life Worship Center in Aiken, South Carolina. We pray if you're in the area, do stop by and worship with them at that ministry at the appointed time and location. Again, thank you for those of you that have missed any part of this episode concerning having faith in Jesus Christ, walking by faith, and living a life full of faith. You can listen in. The show is archived, as you know, on Spotify, Apple iTunes, and Google Play. Once again, we're here every Saturday from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. Thank God for our listeners, New York, New Jersey, Maryland, Delaware, Connecticut, Washington, D.C., North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, Florida, California, Michigan, Illinois. We thank God for you, you, and for you. And we're concluding this episode today. We talked about faith. Timothy Wright and the New York Fellowship Choir, My Faith is in the Lord. God bless you. Meet us again on Saturdays from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. Eastern Time. My faith is in the Lord. Keep holding to your faith.
Come on, sing my faith.
My faith is in the Lord.
clap your hands, my faith.
My faith is in the Lord.
Oh, my faith.
My faith is in the Lord.
One more time, my faith.
My faith is in the Lord.
Oh, my faith.
My faith is in the Lord.
Listen, in time of trouble, time of distress, He will. Protection never fail me, yet He will.
He will, He will be there.
Faith is the substance of things hoped for. He will.
He will be there.
Prayer is the key. Faith unlocks the door. He will.
He will, He will be there.
He will.
Keep holding,
yeah.